WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The new movie, The Doctor, reunites actor William Hurt and director Rhonda Haynes, who last collaborated on the film version of Children of a Lesser God. Owen Gleiberman has a review.
William Hurt has always been a highly cerebral, almost implosive actor. Everything about him, from his edgy smile to his feverish monotone, suggests a man at war with his own passion. Recently, though, an oddball daze has settled over Hurt's intensity. In movies like Broadcast News and The Accidental Tourist, he's had the spaced-out demeanor of a man sleepwalking. So I'm pleased to report that his charismatic obsessiveness has returned in The Doctor. Hurt's character, Jack McKee, is a San Francisco heart surgeon who has spent so many years slicing into patients that he no longer sees them as human beings. Right away, this movie lets you know it's going to be about how doctors really operate. Jack and his surgeon buddies are a kind of superstar boys' club. As they barrel down the hall, making jokes at their patient's expense, the movie dips beneath the cliché of the caring doctor to show us the cool, sometimes heartless bravado of modern physicians. Then, fate turns the tables on Jack. He is diagnosed with throat cancer and put in the lowly position of being a patient. It's likely a surgeon as prominent as Jack McKee would get more preferential treatment than he does here. Nevertheless, his outrage at being reduced to one of the herd rings devastatingly true. Here, he has to deal with the bureaucratic inefficiency of trying to get his radiation treatments.
I'm sorry, Dr. Reed can't be here this morning.
No, why not?
Well, he's been held up. I think there's some admin meeting all day today.
When do I see him?
He'll be here next week.
No, look, if I can't see him today, I'll see him tomorrow.
We close weekends. I'll be right there, Carol.
I was told this was to be a daily treatment.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't make the rules.
Why don't we, from now on, in this hospital, we should drop "I'm sorry" from conversation, okay? Let's just assume it begins every sentence. I'm sorry the doctor can't see you today. I'm sorry you have to fill in another form. I'm sorry we gave you the wrong treatment. What do we think?
Director Rhonda Haynes has captured the frustration and fear of the modern medical experience. As Jack faces what his patients have had to go through, his ordeal becomes a heightened version of what any of us might feel when a serious illness strikes. Gradually, he regains his compassion. In outline, The Doctor isn't all that different from a bogus piece of uplift like Regarding Henry. But this film touches on something subtler and more believable. It's about a man who has stopped responding to what's in front of him, and about how he slowly opens his eyes. The Doctor is far from flawless. Jack's marriage is supposed to have grown cold because of his dedication to his career. When he meets a fellow cancer patient, played by Elizabeth Perkins, the two of them talk, bond, and take a mystical trip to the desert, and she becomes a kind of replacement for his wife. Even so, we needed to see the marriage sketched in more. As Jack's wife, the always vibrant Christine Lottie is saddled with a drastically underwritten part. She just ends up seeming like a well-meaning nudge. Still, if there are moments when the movie is too pat, Hurt's performance is fully alive. He brings an inquisitive fear and yearning to even the most under-imagined scenes. By the end, we feel we've been through a highly specific journey of emotional discovery. The Doctor is funny, dramatic, and beautifully observant. It's that rare thing, a tearjerker that respects its audience.
Owen Gleiberman is film critic for Entertainment Weekly.